Day one, Canatech here in Atlantic City. Put your makeup on, do your hair up pretty. Meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Everybody's here in the cannabis community in the Garden State today at this amazing event. And it's also, I think I should say this now, I'm honored to talk to the gentleman to my right. Today's Flag Day, and the man sitting across from me has served our country. I served our country for 27 years. Todd Scatini is my guest right now. Todd, thank you for your service. Thank you for your time and joining us on the Infuse Show.
Thanks very much. And it's also the Army's birthday.
It is the Army's birthday. Yeah. Thank you. Man, my dad would really get on me if I forgot that one. Todd's the global CEO of Harvest 360. Todd, give us your first impressions on this show here in Atlantic City.
Oh, it's exceptional. I mean, we've been really involved in the New Jersey market since for many years now, and this is not our first experience with the emerging industry professionals in New Jersey. During COVID, we did a virtual show with them because they pivoted like all of us. But it's exceptional. We've been following the emerging industry professionals show around the country for about the last 4 years. And so we've seen them from everywhere, from Arizona to Florida, Michigan, Illinois, Missouri,
wow,
here in New Jersey. And so we've been able to see the evolution of the industry in numerous states during various stages of legalization with all of these folks around us. So it's just been
That's pretty
amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
So as your organization grows, so too does this show with emerging industries. And they do a great job. They take great care of their exhibitors and their attendees. So we're really happy to be here. Happy to have you as our guest right now. Todd, if you could, tell us a little bit about your particular pathway into cannabis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little bit strange.
That's fine. We like it.
So I was in the Army for 27 years, as you said. I enlisted first in the Army, and then I was accepted to go to the West Point Prep School, which was here in Fort Monmouth, New Jersey. So I got to spend a great year here, like digging into the Jersey Shore and just learning how to, I was only 20 years old, so just learning how to be away from home and all of that. But it was really fantastic, and I was warmly welcomed, so I'm committed to New Jersey. Then I went on to West Point, and I became an armor officer, and then I became a foreign area officer. So for about the last 15 years of my life, I served as a military diplomat in countries like Slovenia, Bosnia, France. I commanded a cavalry troop in Germany. And so just had a phenomenal military career that gave me a lot of skills and context internationally. But along the way, I went to Afghanistan, and I was serving on a special military staff, which is called the Commander's Initiatives Group. And essentially, we provided special advice to the commander of the International Security Assistance Forces, which is the largest military coalition that has ever existed. 50 nations coming together to, you know, provide security in Afghanistan. We all know the outcome of it, but when we were in it, you know, we were in it to win it.
Sure.
And the boss asked me and the rest of the team to come up with kind of a unique way to address or to create an industry for Afghanistan using the resources that they had. And so we all kind of put our heads together, and I mean, this is a room of really serious thinkers, and I came up with this concept to use hemp as a replacement crop for poppy, right? Because
yeah,
I knew they had three major resources. They had poppy and opium, they had rare minerals, and then they had cannabis.
Okay.
So I grew up in a farming community in California, and I knew a little bit about planting, and I said, look, why don't we transition them into hemp, food, fuel, fiber, building
Absolutely.
Material,
yeah,
medicine, all of this stuff that can create an industry and really contribute to post-conflict reconstruction. And, well, at the time, we weren't as evolved in this conversation as we are today, and
yeah,
I certainly didn't know as much to defend myself, but I was called Cheech and Chong and, you know, made fun of, but I was really just enthralled by the whole topic. You know, I recognized that the roots of our own prohibition were very, like, heavily based in racism economics and greed and all of these things that I really found to be un-American, and began to dig more and more. And then I saw that there were real medical benefits, to include, you know, having a patent at the U.S. government level to serve as a neuroprotectant and an anti-inflammatory and an antioxidant.
Yeah.
All of these things that I felt had particular military applications.
Wow. And I love the fact that a bunch of us in this industry and across the country have had to kind of, I know it's not grammatically correct, unlearn a lot of the things that we were raised to believe about this plant and about the cannabis movement. Right. So it's a wonderful story of how you got to kind of this place.
Yeah.
But you're here exhibiting, Todd, for Harvest 360. How did Harvest 360 come about?
Well, it came about after, you know, continuing to study this plant and to learn about the impacts of the re-legalization of it, to learn about the impacts of the history and the criminalization of it. I wanted to do something where I was able to utilize all of the skills that I had learned in the military, forwarding U.S. foreign and defense policy, to forward American cannabis technology and IP and all of the things that I saw as developing. Mm-hmm. So we created Harvest 360, and the way we saw to do this best, we founded this in Colorado with a fellow veteran named David Serrano, who was a Navy veteran who was working together with me and tons of other activists to get PTSD on the list of qualifying conditions in Colorado. Right, so this is a veteran started. I mean, the spark of this was really like a veteran moment, and Sebastian Nassau, who was working in the industry and had a significant amount of experience. So we came together to help people enter the industry through applications, through that really complex application process. The first one we ever wrote was in the state of Virginia, and we helped a client win one of the first five licenses, right?
Wow.
One of the five licenses, the five medical licenses there, fully vertically integrated. We beat out like 50 pharmaceutical companies to get that for that client. And then they, went and transferred that and, went on to success. So we knew that we could do something. And then our second one, we failed. Our second one was here.
Was
in
it
New
in Jersey?
Jersey? Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that process in particular, it's intimidating to begin with. And I have to imagine at that early stage, it was probably even more complicated than it is now. And there weren't people out there like yourself and like your team to help us through this process. You're doing, I always call it the big work. I mean, this is really important work. And I love reading about Harvest 360. You want to operate a platform of compassionate generosity with the people that you're working with, helping to get through this process. So I could not be more of a fan of the work that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, we really see it as this, inflection point in human history that we're observing. This will never happen again. Even like the psilocybin moment. There's a psychedelic moment that's taking place, but I still don't think that the impact will be as great as the marijuana moment. And I'll tell you why. Because it's a paradigm shift.
Yeah.
Right? It has impacts on so many different levels, on so many different spectra that we don't even recognize what they are, but I look at them in four.
Yeah.
Social equity, social justice and fairness, economic impact at the individual to the international level, sustainability, health and wellness. Right? Those are the four areas, and I really kind of dance in that space with the veteran conversation as well as with the social equity conversation that we're really a big part of.
No, you're a huge part of it. That's one of the things that I really admire. You have a team that's comprised of veterans and socially conscious entrepreneurs really trying to... It's like you're still serving, as you're just serving in a different level now. And I couldn't be a bigger fan. Do you think this is kind of like the big bang moment for cannabis?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I think we've already seen the big bang moment, is just like in California in 1996.
Yeah.
And we're still, but from that, it's fracturing and just going off into all different directions. It's an international movement. Canada has legalized for adult use. Germany is legalizing for adult use.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like I don't even know the $1 billion number of what the market is today, but it's gigantic.
It is. It is. But I like the way you said that I think we're seeing the ripples in the water from that first moment in California. Mm-hmm. And a good thing is we have people like yourself that are taking important leadership positions, not only in the industry, but on a social level. And we know that our communities are going to be taken care of because of the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Todd, if someone wants to get in touch with you, people that need consulting, advising, any of the services that, that Harvest 360 offer, we're gonna have you back on because we have to have a much longer conversation.
Yeah.
But how do they reach you guys?
So they can find us at harvest360.co. Mm-hmm. They can find me on LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook. I'm out there. I'm everywhere. Real name everywhere. I like to engage with people.
Yeah.
You know, I spent 27 years kind of keeping secrets, and now I'm just like super transparent and really excited about this. I think that, you know, our imagination is our only limit here.
Yeah.
With the re-legalization of cannabis, we can address so many of the issues that were created by prohibition. And I think, you know, lead to just a better future, a better humanity. And I'm super excited to continue the conversation with you.
No doubt about it. A better, you know, Harvest 360 has an important mission. They want to create a positive change in our society and our planet. I'm honored you gave us some of your time today, Todd. And we're going to continue this, all right?
My pleasure.
All right. Thanks, bud. They say the AC Expressway is the best way to get down to the big casino. That's where we are. We're at Harris's Day One of Canatech. Here, the Infuse Show. The floor is lively. People are milling about, making great connections. And I happen to make a great connection here. I'm sitting with Alonzo Williams of We Smoke App. Alonzo, welcome to the Infuse Show.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. How's your experience so far at this show?
Oh, it was great. It's a very informative, a lot of technology, stuff that I didn't know existed.
Yeah.
So the show is just like a whirlwind of learning and then meeting some great people.
Absolutely. That's my favorite part of this is the connections and the people you meet. But it's also cool to talk to people like yourself because you start to see the same people at these shows.
Yes.
And they become like friends. And you just have to respect the hustle it takes to keep doing these things. And you told me you were just at another event recently.
Yeah, so I was, the last 3 weeks I've been at it, I went to one in the Jacob Javits Center in New York.
Okay.
That was last Friday.
We were there.
And then, it was so many people. And then, And then the 1-2 weeks before that was Women in Cannabis here in Atlantic City. I know I don't qualify for that demographic, but I support everyone. So we went to go support those beautiful women that were very successful in cannabis.
Yeah, you can support them and you can learn a whole lot.
Yes.
From the way the women in our industry hustle as well. It's a great thing. Alonzo, before we were on the air, we were talking a little bit. I always like to ask people about their path into cannabis or how the plant managed to connect with them. And I would love it if you'd share your story.
Well, I would say the plant and I got connected via injury. So
yeah. Former
so,
athlete.
Yeah, I've played athlete. A lot. Yes, I still am current, but I'm not getting paid for it. So it's all recreational athlete right
sure.
now. But I actually had a few injuries in the past. I was in a car accident, and then I had a back injury, and then two knee scopes. And through time, the wear and tear, your body tends to hurt. And me and Walgreens were like best friends. I was buying everything. And,
frequent buyer.
Yeah, type. And the stuff is, you know, walking around smelling like this product and that product is not cool. And then last year I had a devastating injury. I tore my Achilles.
Ugh,
and then
that's
a
rough one.
Yeah, that was probably the worst injury by far. At car accident, none of that beats that Achilles.
The path back is just intense.
Yeah, so I'm coming up actually next week would make a year that I tore it. And then a week after that would make a year since the surgery.
Wow.
And they prescribed me Oxy. And I know what that does to people. I'm not really a big fan of any of those opioids.
Yeah.
So I had to look at a different method, and cannabis was there. I had a lot of friends that were involved in cannabis, and they're the ones who told me, they're like, dude, it's not just for, you know, getting high.
Yeah.
Like, you can actually use it to make yourself feel good, sleep at night. Just, you know, I started learning CBD versus THC.
Right.
And then I do a lot of topical creams, too.
Okay.
Rubs are great.
No, the healing benefits of this plant are just outstanding. Isn't it interesting, though? You'll go in, you'll have a devastating injury, and the hospital is more than willing to just hand you the opioid. When it comes to getting a natural plant, you got to jump through a bunch of hoops.
Did I? Just getting the medical card was crazy.
Yeah.
But I didn't have to do anything for them to give me
just go right to
75
you.
Pills.
Right. Yeah. And maybe even cause a dependency problem later on in life.
Exactly. And that was my biggest fear. Like, I'm a father. I'm a husband. I don't want anything that's going to alter my natural state for the downfall, you know, and then get me hooked on something.
Yeah.
So that's why, like you said, it brought me good light.
Oh man, good. Well, you seem healthy. You seem happy. So yes. I'm glad to be having you here talking with me today. And look, I just used the phrase jumping through hoops. That brings us to what you have in the industry. It seems like if you have the name cannabis in something on social media, you're not really, you're not looked upon favorably, should say.
Yes.
So we kind of have to play really careful or jump through hoops, or some of us lose our accounts altogether. So I want you to tell our audience, and I'm sure people are going to be interested in what you're bringing to the table. Tell us about We Smoke.
So We Smoke is a social media and networking platform. So like you said, the jumping through hoops, where folks have experienced pages getting shut down, shadow banned, things of that nature, just regular consumers and vendors as well, have been having a lot of trouble advertising and promoting. So myself and my partner, Mr. Shabaka Shakur, we decided to come up with a social media platform where we could have those same folks that were being alienated come to our platform, feel comfortable enough to promote their self, their business, or even just if you want to relax. The same way you can post, you know, drinking some alcohol and at a party and having fun, you should still be able to have that comfort if you're in a legal state. We're in New Jersey, it's legal now. You're not doing anything illegal, and then you're in your home. So we decided to create this platform for everybody, B2B, business to business, and B2C, business to consumer.
Wow, that is so unique. And the reason I'm excited about it, I have friends in this industry, people we've interviewed, that'll have an account. All they do is educate. And they'll be like, oh, my account was shut down because I did Terpene Tuesday, and I was focusing on a terpene and doing my education. Shut down because of that. But you're catering towards people that want to do things like that. Professionals, educators, am I right?
Absolutely. So the learning portal we will have available at the end of June. And the learning portal is for those, the people that are medical professionals, dispensaries, and not even just about usage of the product. The learning portal will also have insurance folks, CPAs, to help businesses or soon to be businesses learn what they need to exist in this industry as well.
Wow.
So your friend who wants to do the terpene, the post, we can have a link, we can connect with him, and the link will either go directly to their page or their site, or they can have a link that has a post with the same video, and it'll have like a, you know, YouTube or whatever video, and they can do their tutorial, show you how to use whatever it is that they're using. Same thing goes for those accountants. They can tell you, hey, you own a business in this industry, you might want to pay your taxes.
Wow.
But here's how I can help you. Here's a few tricks of the trade. And then they can say, obviously, for more details, you know, then they still have to get their business.
I'm getting excited just thinking about what you're offering to the community at large, Alonzo, because, you know, we use the word about going to these shows. The first, you know, early in our conversation, we're talking about the hustle it takes to stay on this circuit. Not everybody has the time and the money it takes to get to shows like this, where they can encounter somebody from risk management, somebody from insurance. You're offering all that on this platform. It's like I don't have to go to one of these shows. I can, you know, with a limited budget and whatever, I can learn a whole hell of a lot through the We Smoke app.
Exactly. So you can download the app for free, and then if you're just a regular user willing to learn, and it's also fun. It's enjoyable. We have a content creator, and he posts memes to enjoy yourself. You know, everything doesn't always have to be so serious.
No.
You can learn and have fun at the same time.
Absolutely.
I believe that's the truth, right? So you can go on the app. You can download it. You can hit your links. You can also create events if you're on the other end, if you're like a dispensary or you want to have a promotional product. Let's say you guys, Infuse wants to have an outdoor barbecue where you're interviewing people left and right. You can create that event and sell the tickets on the app.
Unbelievable. Alonzo, so Infused is going to be getting an account, so
yes.
know that's happening.
Thank you.
If people want to get on here, where do they go?
If you have an iPhone, you can go into your app store, and you can type in We Smoke, WESMOKE, and that will be the first thing that pops up. If you have an Android, you can go in your Google Play Store, and then you can go We Smoke, and it'll come right up as well. Or www.wesmokeapp.com.
All right, wesmokeapp.com. And look, I had to get this in too, because if you're listening, you're probably like, man, Alonzo's got a great voice behind that mic. And it's because he's practiced. I wanted to ask you about juxtaposition. Could you tell our listeners about it?
Yes, so I have a podcast with four other friends of mine from college. We're all fraternity brothers that met through the years, called Juxtaposition Podcast. And we just... as my partner says, we amplify the voice of the modern man, modern black man, modern man. Like, we are four guys that are married, one that's not, so it's four hubbies and a possible.
Yeah.
And we have, some of us have kids, some of us are just having kids. And shout out to one of our podcast members, Mr. Cleveland Billen, who's actually at the hospital now and currently anticipating his daughter. So.
Oh, daughter on the way. Congratulations, yes, from all of us.
And here's another thing. Four of us will be having kids. One of my members does not have a kid, but we're all girl dads.
All girl dads?
All girl dads.
Oh, man.
So I have two girls. My partner, my friend Cleveland, who's having his baby today, he's a girl. He has two girls. I have another friend that has just had his daughter, is 8 months old. And then we have one that's another one on the way. We just found out, and he's having a girl as well. So.
Man, the Juxtaposition Podcast, all girl dads coming in. So obviously your perspective and the flavor we're going to get is something that I love.
Oh,
so.
We talk about everything. We talk about food, you know, rules to, you know, making food and family traditions. We talk about movies. We even had a March Madness episode on favorite sitcom. and so we did like a bracket.
Did you bracket? Nice.
Yeah, we did a bracket. We even had a bracket on Thanksgiving, what's on your plate. So it's not just all serious. We do sports. Obviously, we're guys. We're heavily involved. And then we've tackled some of those serious topics, you know, when, like George Floyd stuff that happened. Wow. Some of the legislation, the election.
Yeah.
January 6th. So we talk about a little bit of everything, really juxtaposition. And the key is all of us are not in the same state right now. So we're doing this on a platform called Riverside because one is in California, one's in Austin, Texas, one's in Maryland, and two of us are in New Jersey.
Wow. So we're covering a good part of the country, too.
Yes.
That's outstanding. Look, Alonzo, congratulations on Juxtaposition. I got to check out because it sounds like great content. And congratulations on the We Smoke app. I know people are going to be wanting to get on there, so I'm glad you told us how to get there, how to get in touch with your platform. I wish you all the best with it. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Right,
thank you. And can't wait for Infuse to join the team.
All right. We'll see you soon.
All right.
All right. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey there, my name is Leah Babrudi, and I'm the founder and host of Canna Chicks Podcast, where I discuss cannabis, psychedelics, and other natural medicines. I not only interview people who use them as treatment for different conditions, but also the entrepreneurs who share their knowledge on how they built their businesses. If this sounds interesting to you, give my show a listen. I'm sure you'll learn something that'll surprise you.